Good morning and welcome to Monday, 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m. And normally, I do not whine about Monday. Normally. Do I? Have I ever come on here and go, oh, God, I hate it Monday. Have I ever done that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't think I do. I normally am very glad to get back here in the command module and do the show. I look forward to Monday mornings. I miss doing the show. I really do. I love being with my family. I love having the weekend off, but I really enjoy doing this, and I miss it. So most of the time...
Today's an exception?
Good gravy. This has been a Monday, and I hate that, but it really has been a Monday.
More gremlins in the machine than usual?
Yeah, a little bit. This morning I'm in the process of getting everything done, getting the show done, and I'm ahead of schedule. I mean, I'm moving and grooving and everything
Which
is working.
Which means you forgot to do something.
No. everything's, yeah, normally,
normally,
yes.
If you're ahead of schedule, it's something you forgot to do.
Yeah, I look and I go, what the heck have I done? Oh, yeah, I forgot to. Yeah. No, this morning everything was just cooking with gas, man. And then on my side over here, my computer system shut down. It just said, oh, I'm sorry, there's a fatal error. And I noticed it was slowing down.
It didn't just automatically restart because they've been doing that recently in order to get the updates. They just
arbitrarily
restart whenever they feel like
Oh, look, you are in the middle of doing something time sensitive that everyone's paying attention to.
Uh-huh.
Allow me to sing you the song of my people, the spinning wheel of blue death. Anyway, so my system rebooted. But only the web browser. It just shut off and said, would you like us to send a report? No, just get me back to where. All right, so that worked. But the most significant thing is that, you know, I had a remote starter put in my car over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Brilliant. It is brilliant. I love this thing. Except for one problem. I realized this morning, and so did my neighbors, that my car has an automatic alarm system. Okay.
Oh, you know what? There's a good side to this. Never before have more people been listening to the 5 o'clock hour of this show than when Seth woke them up.
If I lock the car, see with the remote system that was put in, I get a separate remote.
Uh-huh.
It unlocks the car and will start the car.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's great.
Yeah.
Well, out of force of habit, I got out of my car last night. I set everything exactly the way it should be. You know, the heater or the defroster and all the stuff, everything's set exactly what it should be in the morning. Get out of the car, and out of habit, I hit my old remote to lock the car.
Uh-huh.
Put everything away. This morning, I reach out with the remote, and I'm going, oh, this is going to be good. This is so good. I love it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, crap. And now, because I put my old remote away, I don't need the old remote anymore. I have the new remote.
You can't find it.
I can't find the new remote.
No, that's nice. So it rang for how long?
30 seconds. I found it real quick, and I turned it off.
The longest 30 seconds of
your
life.
Oh, my God, yes. I'm like, and I just waited, and I thought, torches and pitchforks. The neighbors are going to come out with torches and pitchforks, and they're going to string me up and my entire family.
You know, this is...
It's 3 a.m.
This is not the bad streets of Tampa, Florida. You really don't need an alarm system for your car here.
Well, I can't take it out.
Ah.
Okay.
Can't you not set it?
Well, yes. If I use the new remote,
okay.
Should I be telling people that if I it doesn't set the alarm? Because listen, let me just put it to you this way. You really want my car? Come get it. I'll give you the keys. You know?
Right.
But just take it out and total it. I don't want to see it ever again. You want to steal my car? Here are the keys.
Wasn't that the scheme from Animal House when they totaled the kid's car?
Exactly.
We'll park it out back.
Yeah,
we'll tell the insurance company it was stolen.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, that was the start. Then I get here, and the computer rebooted by itself, and then there was a couple other things.
All right, nobody wants to hear your Monday morning whining because their Monday morning problems are worse than ours.
Absolutely. There are people that actually do a real job.
Right.
And have real things to worry
about.
So we are back on track now. We're all set. But you and I, Tom, we have a very important thing we have to do this morning.
Okay.
You're not going to sing to me, are you?
No, we're not going to sing.
Thank
We don't do it. but it is our cohort's birthday today.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. It is my birthday and my twin's birthday. We're all born on the same day.
Now, not your twin. You don't have a twin. You have twin children.
I have twin children.
And it's their birthday.
8 years ago, Rachel and Joel arrived in between cake and opening presents on my birthday.
Well, easy to remember now, I suppose.
Look, I got you a double. So happy birthday to Chris and happy birthday to your children as well. We will do a variety of things today to celebrate your birthday. I'm not exactly sure what, but maybe Tom and I should take you to lunch today. What do you think? Well, don't be just so... Wow. Don't just jump up there and go, oh, yes, I think that's a great
actually,
idea.
You know, that's usually nap time, man. Come
anything
on.
Involving food is out today because
no?
I've got twice the birthday celebrations with the kids.
Okay.
And there's a big dinner tonight.
All right.
Even a man of my size could only stuff so much food in one day, and we're pushing maximum density.
Well, then I tell you what we'll do. In a couple days, when the food orgy on your side of the family has come and gone, then I'll buy breakfast, all right? Tom, you run and go get it.
Okay.
And I'll buy breakfast as a birthday celebration for Chris.
You know, normally in this building, from what I'm told, the person whose birthday it is supposed to bring donuts in. I could never quite figure that out.
What kind of screwy idea is that? No. I don't like that.
All right.
No, the only rule I ever said about food is if you are late to the show, okay, you have to bring food.
Ah.
You feed everybody. If you're late, you bring food.
All right.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There it is. Monday's off to a good start.
Hate Monday. 'Cause my weekend seems so far away. Gotta sit inside at work all day. That is why I hate Monday. Suddenly, I'm more tired than I used to be. Hope someday to win the lottery. Oh, why can't I stay home and sleep?
Central Wisconsin's News Talk and Weather Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.